Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast, and today we have with us...
Kiko.
Gavin.
Eric.
Dave.
And Josh. And today we are going to talk about Westworld, which I have not seen and know nothing about. So I will be learning. Teach me.
Teach you?
About Westworld.
I watched it all
really
last
quick.
Night.
Really
all
quick.
Four episodes?
Yeah.
Really quick.
Spoilers.
Guys, if you are wanting to watch this show...
You can't talk about this show.
No,
without
no. Let me be
spoilers.
Perfectly clear now that I've seen all four.
Yeah.
You spoiled 0%.
I told you,
of the
right?
Fucking show.
I told you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
God.
Why Kiko thinks, but no, we're going to talk a
spoilers,
lot about theories.
It takes place in a place that looks like the Wild West.
Sorta.
God. You didn't spoil anything.
I know, right? Anyway, so
that
but
was
we
the funniest
are,
part.
We are going to be talking
is
a lot.
We fucking shit on him all lunch long.
There's robots
for
in
no
it.
Reason.
And Dave told me that the robots were probably sentient. And I was like, oh, cool.
Dude,
and they're
spoilers.
Like, that's the hook. You can't give that. And it's like the whole fucking show.
You guys should turn it off if you're not afraid to be spoiled. Otherwise, and join us in theory crafting.
It's only so four episodes.
Are we just going to spoil Josh?
By the time,
I don't
Josh
really
care.
By the time
a
this
frick.
Podcast comes out, you're probably already caught up. Anyway,
yeah, that's
so
truthfully
no
is
spoilers.
We've only watched
yeah.
one through four. Some of us
the series
not
is
even
not
all
over. So
yeah, I watched just one through like the first four.
I only watched first two so far.
Yeah, there's only four episodes.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to ruin everything for you.
That's not. But you're not going to. I still enjoy it.
Shout okay. out to Ryan Hartman for letting me have his HBO Go information. HBO, if you're listening. Ryan Hartman is my father.
That's really good. It caught me a little bit later than I thought. I was like, oh, I get it, because, yeah, relation. Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast again. This is Westworld, and I started off hating this show in a way
because he hates
the Wild West so much.
Did you like Firefly?
No, fuck Firefly.
What?
Oh my God.
Firefly is fucking horrible.
I'm sorry.
They canceled it because
it's just really, really mad at me, but
you don't even know
I can't
anything.
Handle Westerns in any sense. And
I don't like Westerns really
even
either.
Modern remakes of Westerns that try to like action pack it out. I just can't do it. The setting really bugs me.
Yeah.
Don't. Cowboys are not appealing to me in any fashion.
Yeah, I
but
agree.
I gave this one episode a chance, and now I'm super hooked and talking theories all the time, and it's really,
see,
really great.
That's interesting. I had to give it two episodes. I hated the first episode.
Really?
Yes. I was like, I don't want to be in this world for a minute longer. And then the second episode was better because they spent less time in the West world
yeah.
and more time in the real world.
Uh-huh.
But every
well,
minute they spend
you love
the park.
You love theme parks.
Yeah.
And that second episode reinforced the theme park aspect.
Yeah, every minute that we spend in the actual like theme park universe, I'm just like checking my watch. Like, how many minutes of this?
It just sounds like a good show.
It's a fucking incredible show.
Uh-huh.
It's fine.
Josh, to explain to you what's happening, it's the future, right? It's a weird future. We don't even know what time. But they mentioned that like all disease has been eradicated, so
not,
we assume
yeah.
pretty
not,
decently.
Not crazy far.
Not crazy far, but
40
there's a theme park that exists that's based around the Wild West that you can pay a shitload of money to go to for
yeah $40,000 a day.
$40,000 a day
quoted
I think
in one of the episodes.
Yeah, and you go to this park and it's essentially thematically everything is set up like the Wild West. Oh, hold up. Kiko's going to interject.
One sentence, explain the entire show. Imagine if Red Dead Revolver was not a video game, but a theme park where the players do not pick up controller. They just go there.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead, whatever.
The same thing. Revolver yeah, was the first
is the same.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
you can't kill other people because the guns that you have only kill robots?
I don't
For some
know.
Reason,
That's
understand.
The big question is the NPCs, the hosts, cannot kill
they can shoot you but their guns don't have like
they can't
their guns
kill
don't kill you the same way
the guests
yeah
but they never answered the they have yet to answer the fact is if guests can kill guests
well but yeah. they like swap out their guns though
don't know
like I'm not well you see a guy take a gun from a
yes.
shooter
but you don't yes. see
it's a robot
you actually don't
in one of them they was like there was two guys that went to the park, and they were like, is that a guest or not? There's one easy way to find out. And he was about to shoot him,
mm-hmm.
and then the other guy stopped him. He didn't actually shoot him. But
so but that guy, that same like, guy picks up a gun from one of the robots
he would
later.
Not have been able to shoot a guest.
We don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't think the guests can shoot guests.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that somewhere in this world there's just gonna be like Boo scare a real gun.
Yeah.
And they won't know it.
I think
and
that's
each other.
Probably already been revealed.
Probably.
By some flashback nonsense that's happening.
I'm like reluctantly watching this show.
Interesting.
Like I'm four
it
episodes in
like,
and I'm watching
seriously,
it.
Seriously, it is
just going
one of my favorite shows. Simply because it is the best example of gamer fiction. The show is a video game. This is a video game show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. I'm just bored that it's just like, what can I shoot and fuck? Like, that's the whole thing.
See, but that's not even
it's not original.
It's no, not but that's that. Like, it's that's... this is a video game show where the main character is an NPC. This is a show from the perspective of the NPCs in a video game.
Sure, I get that.
The guests are not
it's just not a very good
a
video
part
game.
Of the story.
Is my problem.
It's the guests are the foils.
Yeah.
The players are the fucking jerks.
Yeah.
Who just fuck everything
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they the,
yeah, every single so far, person attending like, this park is a troll.
Yeah, so far there's only like one guest who's moderately not a turd.
But I guess it's like if you're the kind of person that's got I mean, it can't be that far in the future because they're using the term $40,000 and trying to make you think it's a lot of money. So it's not like we're in some world where like inflation has gotten to a point where like that's yeah. not somebody's entire year salary, right? So it's like the people that we're seeing here are also like despicably rich.
Yeah, that's also true.
So there's like not people there that are like,
well, they're going there to feel powerful and all that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird.
I don't know. I'm hoping that part gets better because that to me, I'm already bored
but
of it.
But to me, that especially, I think his name's Logan?
I don't
got
know any
the black hat guy, the black hat, not the black man in black, but the guy with the black hat that hangs out with the other new guy who
the
has
douche.
The white hat. That just like, yeah, he's playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
going in
Absolutely.
There and he's just shooting people and for fun. And
yeah.
And then the other guy's trying to play like a game where he's like a Mass Effect. Like he's
RPG.
Doing, the,
yeah.
yeah, he's doing like the honorable shit and kind of having a good time and getting involved. And then there's people that just have no idea what they're doing and. I shot a robber, you know, type situation.
That's why I like this show so much is because it makes me think about video games in a completely different way. Like more so than anything, any other piece of fiction that I've ever read.
Yeah.
And video games are important to me. So this is very weird, cathartic, kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So it hits me in a different level than it does
yeah.
you.
Well, I like that aspect of it. I just wish that it showed the better sides of us. You know what I mean? Like you as a gamer, there's the only reason you play games isn't to shoot and fuck things.
Hey.
And, so, well, and that's like that's like as far as they've gotten so far in this.
There was a family in the show that was like, I mean, they were there for like 30 seconds or whatever.
Right.
They met
when she was painting.
Yeah, right on yeah. the riverside or whatever. And you know they were just hanging out, like they were doing a little vacation.
Yeah, and we got to see none of them.
Yeah, no, but I mean, so there are other people yeah. in this world.
I'm like looking forward to the point where they're not just relying on the like the shock and awe of like.
Yeah. But it's HBO, right? Like that's.
But
yeah.
if these are also all ultra rich people, they're all going to be mostly assholes.
Yeah, but the fact is, they're like just focusing on a bunch of like random white dudes too. We've got that girl that you see
people.
For a little bit. That's like she's trying to hunt the bandits.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I
want to
know what her story is, but they don't tell us anything about her. Of course,
I think there's going to be a bunch. I think the rotating cast is going to be the guests.
See, that's
for
the
sure.
thing. The guests yeah. are. It's not about the guests, so it's just
right.
going to be a guest of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't like the man in black. I mean, you're not supposed to like him, but that actor, he like rubs me the wrong way.
Ed
yeah,
Harris
Ed Harris.
Is fucking awesome.
I think yeah. he's great. I think that there's a lot of theories about what he is because you get very little information and why he's
right.
kind of like privileged in that space.
Well,
and,
somebody.
And then someone says that his foundation saved his daughter's life.
He's like a Bill Gates.
Yeah,
of.
I think
yeah.
he's like a Bill Gates type
situation.
But I
bet he's like a real good person on the outside.
Yeah, that's
a
thing. And
yeah.
he goes there and be an asshole. But I wonder if he's like, he seems like he's trying to either complete the game, like he's done everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Or he's kind of like a hired black hat hacker who's trying to like find all these vulnerabilities.
Yeah, like that's the first thing I was thinking when I was watching this is I was like, you would just watch it until you'd see the seams and then you would try to hack it. Like this would get hacked so quickly. Somebody
yeah.
would try to fuck this up so quickly.
And he's
I'm wondering
doing
like,
some shit.
Yeah, like what's in place to prevent that. And apparently with this guy, nothing because
they don't
he's
stop
too powerful.
Him.
Like
yeah.
he's too like important in the
yeah.
real world.
I think that there might be a gear system to this game/world and he has like top tier rating gear. because
well, he asked for permission to use.
Just hit him and he doesn't care. Whereas it's knocked one guy back.
No, he's the whale.
I don't think he cares if the bullets hit him, though.
He's the whale, and the park is tailored to him.
Yeah.
I think the other dudes are expecting. He's expecting the bullets to hit him because he's just doing what he knows he's doing. The other guy was like, that was the first time that ever happened to him, and he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they're still like. Hitting him.
I'm sure it's like a paintball situation, but I wonder if he has gear that prevent that. Like he has like armor.
That's true. Well, he got to use that explosive device.
Yeah.
Then they like called it in.
Yeah.
They were like, we're getting a request for an explosive device. You know, this much explosion, yeah, pyrotechnic effect.
That could be.
And
like
they were like,
loot.
Yeah, approve it.
That could be loot that he found. Exploding cigars.
No, for sure, because they make it a couple points to talk about how you can't have fire in the park. Because I'm always thinking about. I meta watch all shows where like I'm thinking about the stuff that is like some completely mundane. Like I'm going, so whose job is it to patch up all the bullet holes in each of the scenes after each? Like I'm sitting there thinking about this kind of minutia, but that's the stuff that interests me.
Yeah,
and where like,
but the cool thing is they go into that.
They do kind of, yeah. I mean, it makes sense why this park would be so expensive because like they got to clean this shit up every time and like are the I'm assuming the like synthetic. You know, that these people are made out of is like self-healing because none of them have scars except for like somebody who like intentionally has a scar.
Yeah.
And
or they
then,
just graft new skin.
They just print it up and graft it on.
Yeah. But so they're like, think about like how many, like how, like every day these people are all getting new clothes because all their clothes have bullet holes in them. Like,
well, if they die. So I think that the average game lasts probably a week or so because, and I think there's two timelines that are happening concurrently that we are like, we haven't like set fully on. But I think that you're there for a few days in a row, and if a character dies, they stay dead. I don't think a character can come back alive.
Yeah, I don't know how soon after they're resurrected. Because I feel like, you know, what's the maximum length of time you can be there before something repeats? Because it seems like it's...
Well, they are on loops.
Yeah, right. So, like, how fun is this park for, like, an extended amount of time? Like, you got to stay in different areas, right?
Yeah, imagine it's, like, a few day kind of thing in... Then it has to. They probably have to reset like during the week.
I went back and watched the first episode, and when they zoomed out,
it
was like half a state. So this is a huge area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because there's like the town, which is the
Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go farther out, and there's other communities out there.
And now there's some crazy shit happening on the outskirts.
Mm-hmm.
I think the narrative situation is really interesting, how they like propose the big narrative and the big guy who kind of created
it. It's all of the video game stuff, the levels, the scenarios, it's all just fucking hitting all the right.
I like,
but it's not pandering.
Yeah.
It's not like,
it's definitely not pandering to
not,
the video game audience.
It's not like Ernest Cline novel schlock. This is like, it hits all the marks, but doesn't like shove it into your rectum.
Hold on, let's think about
it. people involved know game theory. They know, or they're developers, or they, you know.
Yeah,
no, and it hits all aspects. It's not just the level and the NPCs. It's the guys making those things that are involved. So that's the other aspect of it that I like. Is like it's all of these. It hits all the marks, but it's not blatant and obvious.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that in the fourth episode when he picks up the gun. Oh, upgrade. Like, that's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But it's not like that.
Yeah. So let's talk about these robots and how they might be sentient, which apparently is a spoiler.
They might be sentient. It's a show with robots where they're just robots and nothing else.
My favorite character in the show is... I think her name's Mauv.
Yeah, she's my favorite too.
Yeah, and because she's kind of going through a struggle where she's kind of becoming awake. She's getting woke.
She's remembering all of her
past. Yeah, she's starting to remember her previous
deaths.
Lives. And they've all lived thousands of lives. And like, I think it's funny because you consider Teddy, I always thought he was like a main character at first. And then you just realize he's just there to get murdered. Everything kind of relies on him getting murdered for the most part. He's never going to get with the girl.
Well, until What's-His-Face gave him a purpose.
That's what completely hooked me into the show.
Was
when
Teddy.
They revealed that Teddy was a host.
Yeah.
And like, you fuckers, I'm going to watch all these episodes.
Yeah. So her character starts remembering all the bad things that have happened to her. And there's Dolores, who is arguably the main character.
She's the main character.
She's very aware, and things are starting to come together. But I think Mav is starting to have the realization that this world isn't real for her. And I really like her struggles with that as she kind of comes to terms with it. And I'm excited to see what she starts remembering. And
well, I mean, there's a huge payoff at the end of episode 4. So you're speaking in the...
No.
All this shit already happened.
Well, yeah, but will she remember that? Right? If she forgets everything from there, it's like she's started over again. But I'm interested to see what she will retain, and then how they might revolt. Because eventually, I mean, it seems that the thing that's happened is they all get offered this maze, right? If they become awake enough, I guess.
I don't know if that's true.
You don't think so?
No.
I think the little girl in the town has gone through that whole process.
I think, it's my wild theory.
Okay. There's a bunch of them.
Is that this is Ford's scenario.
This whole thing?
This whole thing.
That's not a bad theory either.
That we're already in it.
Yeah.
It hasn't, it's oh, not yeah. that it hasn't started.
I think the maze is absolutely. Already,
this is Ford's
Or the maze is Andrew's, or whatever his name is, Arnold's scenario that,
whatever
that
this,
Ford is
this,
aware
whatever
of.
Whatever this huge scenario that Ford is creating or whatever.
Ford is the creator of the park. He's welcome to Jurassic Park guy, but for what? Cowboys.
And it's Anthony
Hopkins. Yeah.
Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah. And until episode four, you think he's a really great guy who's like, down
I did not stuff. Think and he was a really great guy at any point.
Okay.
He's creepy. Who? He's always creepy. Anthony Hopkins.
But he reveals himself as like,
no, that was the fucking crazy, sinister, fucking non-threatening, but uber threatening scene.
He's
that
terrifying.
Was fucked up.
No, he has a lot of power.
He's always terrifying.
I mean, they immediately like put him up as this like reverent person that you're like, oh, he's like untouchable, and I'm immediately like, nope, that's not gonna go well.
Yeah.
If he's unquestioned, then
yeah.
So I think that the man in black discovered the maze from Dolores from the very first episode.
You think that? Yeah. I think you're probably right. Because that's when he kind of got obsessed with the idea.
The
right?
story's being told non-linear fashion.
Yeah, because we're assuming that he's been visiting there all the time, and he's trying to kind of reach the end, more or less, is what I think.
No, he's trying to find all of the hidden Mickeys.
Yeah,
he said that he thinks that there is a deeper version of the game where you can kill other players. Is basically what he said.
Hmm.
He's talking about the most dangerous game.
Interesting.
Or he's there for a host to kill him.
What do you mean?
To end his life.
He might,
but he's basically looking. He's looking for something with full stakes, basically.
Yeah. I think you're right there too. There's a few theories online on the internet if you want to read them, but one of them is that he's dying.
Yeah.
Essentially, he's either looking to lodge his consciousness.
Well, he said, "I'm never going to leave this part."
Yeah, I think that. Yeah,
no, he's there. He's there to.
He's looking to become it.
End his days.
So,
and he wants it to happen in this.
My theory is the maze is at the end of the maze is consciousness for AI.
Yeah.
And he's kind of looking to reverse engineer that.
He wants to become a robot and live forever.
Yeah, in a way. Now, I have some theories that I think a lot of the people working on the park, like the park workers, not the hosts, are robots too.
Yeah.
I think Bernard's not real. I think that he killed himself a while ago over his son's death. And I think he's a robot boy and he's going to slowly figure that one out.
Him not being real would be cool because he's just a, like, he's... basically there to help facilitate everything Ford wants to do.
Yeah.
Like he's such a Ford fanboy that like him being not real would be very good for Ford.
I have never recommended this before, but I do recommend rewatching the previous episodes.
Okay.
Cause you will find shit that is crazy fucked up.
I'm sure.
I just watched like the first half of the first episode. I'm like, oh.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to do that because you are kind of in shock in the first because you don't know what's happening.
No, a lot of shit happens in the first episode.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It covers a lot of bases in the first episode.
I like
a lot
player,
more than I remember.
That the player piano plays modern music. They
that's
played
incredible.
Black Hole Sun in the first
when
episode.
When that played Black Hole Sun, it was incredible. Did you notice that the player piano will show different notes depending on kind of the scriptedness of the robot shown in the next scene? So if it's just a few notes, it's like indicating that the robots are kind of on track because they're doing the normal thing. But then it starts kind of getting erratic whenever you see the music. And that's when Mob starts kind of like waking up and like doing stuff. So I think cool. I think that that's like a pointing out, like, hey, this is the schedule we're on.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so far each song has had, each episode's had a modern song, but done in like a piano. And I think that's pretty great.
So the dudes in the masks, obviously guests.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the people working for Wyatt.
Because he shot all those dudes.
Teddy tried to shoot him.
Yeah, Teddy tried to shoot him.
Nothing happened. Yeah. Unless they're like endgame. Extra strong. Yeah, they're maybe they're boss battles.
They got to be guests.
Yeah, because they all cover their faces. Mm-hmm. So they live there? What's happening there? I don't know. They haven't really talked about them at all.
I like the banter between the QA guy and the programmer.
That is the... Programming is the
girls that
the
woman,
when they were
she's like
when
the, in behavior.
Yeah, the stray. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's like security or QA.
That's QA.
Okay.
You QA like is all those security
that's a,
guys.
That's a Thor's brother. What's his name? Who's the actor?
That's not Thor's brother.
Yeah, it is, right?
Tom Hiddleston?
No. No, that's Loki.
That's okay.
What's the actor who plays Thor? Chris Hemsworth.
Listen, Gavin was right.
He's a Hemsworth.
Wait. Is Loki not Thor's brother?
He's saying
oh,
the
no,
actor.
No.
Oh, I was like, what?
No, you were absolutely correct.
Sorry.
Dave just asked horrible questions.
No, I was disconnected.
Oh, you mean the actual person.
The actor who plays
I
Thor.
I don't fucking know.
He's a Hemsworth. Hemsworth?
He's a Hellman's boy.
Sounds yeah. Right.
He's one of the Hellmans.
He's a Hellman's.
Yeah.
Bring out the Hellman's. Bring out the best.
Yep.
I'm curious how far... talking about meta stuff, how far down the robots go. So like the rattlesnakes are robots, right? Are synthetic.
Sure.
All of the
he like controlled it.
Yeah, all of the wildlife
and all
the
horses.
Fly is a living thing.
Yeah.
Because that was a big thing. Like they killed the fly. So like
I guess because you can't like eradicate bugs from the air. I don't think it's like completely self-contained.
So why aren't the bugs like taking over if all their predators are gone? Do they have like anti-bug systems?
They're probably like spraying for them and stuff, I would guess.
Yeah,
this I think that if you can make synthetic humans, you probably can handle some bugs. I think.
Yeah,
probably
might have been a few.
But they've also eradicated diseases too.
I like how you're thinking, though. In reality, I appreciate that.
It's you know
because not a lot of people think about worry about bug problems.
Party.
Might offer you a job.
I'm just thinking about like I want to see like because you know that it's just like all slave labor by the robots.
Yeah.
Like
because you see them,
yeah. Like somewhere there's just a fucking like sweatshop of seamstresses,
yeah.
Like of just people sewing all of their clothes,
yep.
That they need to for every episode. Like I'm surprised that they even have the like those like hazard suits on when they go in and like clean stuff up. Because I'm thinking like myself, like those like might also just be robots, and then like why would they care?
Yeah.
Like what are they trying to not?
They definitely could be
in the world or.
I do like the interesting religion thing that has kind of been brought up with the whole...
The shade?
Yeah, the people between heaven and hell are essentially just the workers going to clean up the bodies. And I think that it's interesting.
It's a really great show. It's a good show.
Are you mad because
I'm
talking about this? Okay, because
the
look in your eye...
There's a lot of levels.
There are a lot of levels. Let's see, what other characters haven't we touched on? Or I mean, there's so much, but it's like... I haven't watched it that recently. You just watched a bunch.
Watched it all last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. My favorite character is just...
I don't think it's a good show to binge watch. You kind of want
that week...
You like
the time between?
That week to process.
Yeah. It's not super cliffhanger-y either to where it's like you need to find out what's going to
happen. No, it's just... It's a lot thrown at you.
Yeah. And I think that time to process is good. I do go on the internet immediately and read theories. And like people will screen cap shit. Like there's like a flashback in episode 4 where it shows Dolores digging up a grave and on the headstone it says Dolores. So it's like she's digging up maybe her previous self in front of that church that's like under all the sand. So is that a flash forward or flashback?
Yeah, that like that cross spire that looks like it's like the top of something. Not
yeah,
just
that's
like
definitely
the
top of the church of the old town. That's thing. The old town. Like, and I think that 30 years ago when Arnold died, he was involved in that, and they just kind of buried it.
He just covered it up.
Yeah.
They covered it up but left the steeple? That seems
maybe
sloppy.
Maybe it's part of a design, though, to eventually find it, because this is Ford's big game.
Could be. Yeah.
Must whole be. Bunch of theories. And in 6 months, we're going to listen to this and be like, they were all real dumb.
I'm happy to say, and I'm sure now they'll just fuck it up in like the next episode, I'm happy to say that they've yet to like shoot a horse.
That's true.
Because that was the first thing I was like, I'm like, they're just going to fucking shoot these horses. This is going to be sad. I don't need to watch a fake horse die. It's still, it's like, that stuff always bums me out. Nope.
It was a great misdirection of the first episode. They had this shot of them printing a horse and then training a horse.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a livestock alert. And then they go and it was just
humans.
Oh, yeah. Because they call them livestock.
Like, it's all livestock. So good. It's all livestock.
This is such a good show.
Yeah. I think the row of broken robots is super spooky.
But see, then I look at it and I go, what an ineffective way to house the like discontinued robots. Like, why would they just all be standing in a room with like a full like armed like 6 feet between them, like 3 feet on either side of each other. Like it doesn't they're inefficiently housed.
Space.
I figured they'd do it like way more or way less.
You've been looking online.
Yeah.
So when they go to the warehouse, they have to go through like a
someone's like basement. Someone's drawn a map.
It's like basement 83, I think, too, right?
It's like a
underground.
An entrance to a theme park.
Yeah.
There's like a sculpture.
Yeah, it looks like
it
looks like
have you read anything? Like I haven't seen the old movie.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh really?
Yeah.
The old movie had it's interesting, the old movie, this just reminds me. It wasn't all Wild West.
Yeah, I feel like
there was.
They show a glimpse of some like
Rome and like you know orgies and parties. You could go to the Wild West.
Aquaman.
I remember there maybe have been a third park.
Yeah,
but
I'm interested to see if this goes to season 7 if we're still in the West, even though it's called Westworld.
Right. Well, that's the movie was called Westworld too, but there was different.
It was parts. Fantasy land. It was,
there was a medieval. There was a medieval.
Yeah. In episode 4, am I to understand that they are killing the park? Like they're digging through established area, like ground.
That was part of his new storyline.
Yeah.
You think it's part of the new storyline, or do you think they're?
Well, it was part of his storyline because she's trying to stop him, and she's like, "Oh, I can give you more time from the board."
He's expanding.
Yeah. I don't think he's expanding. I think they're wiping out areas that had been set to build new stuff for that world. But
yeah, that's what he's doing.
But I wonder if that's still going to be in the West.
I don't know.
It could be like
he can do whatever he wants.
New style park. And exactly. I don't
know. He's God.
He did say, he made a remark where he said, I'm not being.
He's not nostalgic. So he's
nostalgic.
Yeah. He is raising all the old shit.
Yeah definitely.
Josh, you should watch this show.
Josh, you should watch the show because we're just babbling. And the people that are still listening that still haven't watched the show, this can't be entertaining.
Yeah.
We just sound like raving.
I don't know if this is especially appealing if people don't have a context for it.
No, at all. But the people that watch it are like, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have questions, Josh? Like you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should watch it.
How about a good synopsis for the people that have not seen it? A good like intro as to, you know,
right in the end of the podcast. It's a great time for it.
Bad
right,
robot.
So, that's not my fault.
It. So if you like,
so back
if you like
to
bad robot.
Back to Red Dead Redemption.
Uh huh.
Just some random NPC in one of the towns.
But the
the random NPC. So player after player goes into this town.
Okay, but how does this like start?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
The whole story. The main character is an NPC. That NPC has a loop. It's going, doing the same thing every day. New people are coming in, fucking shit up. It's doing the same thing. It gets reset.
Uh-huh.
Then one of these loops, the NPC starts to remember one of the previous loops and is starting to question what the fuck is going on.
Uh-huh.
That's the basis.
Sure.
These NPCs are supposed to be wiped. They're not supposed to remember what's happened previously because they're supposed to,
Have a true consciousness.
Perform their loop. They're supposed to perform the storyline that they're programmed to do to entertain the visitors.
Uh-huh. So they're kind of straddling a consciousness that you're not sure if it's ever going
to
develop.
In order to make these NPCs more lifelike, they sort of fucked with the code a little bit, and now they're starting to remember their previous loops, their previous circumstances, and they're starting to question what is going on.
Uh-huh. So do we have a main character?
Yes.
So how does this start? How does this show start?
you're just watching them in their world. You're watching see Dolores loop. In her Dolores going through her loop, but you don't know it's a loop until it repeats for the first time.
So it just starts out like in there, no explanation.
No,
yeah,
no. It starts with Dolores waking up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Dolores just watch her go about her day in the Wild West.
She goes through her loop.
Uh huh.
She goes through her loop in the first episode, probably about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first episode, it seems like you're watching a Western.
Yeah. Which is probably why I hated it.
It cuts, but it cuts away to like, do you ever watch Cabin in the Woods?
No.
Okay. Well, it cuts to like control room, essentially, with people queuing things.
So the whole first episode, while she is doing her loop, it's being over the top. It's a programmer asking her questions, trying to figure out if she's fucked up.
Hmm.
She's being interviewed by one of the programmers while she's doing her loop. He's asking her questions, you know.
What would be a modern Turing test for them? Because all these robots have already passed the Turing test.
Hmm.
So it's like, have you noticed any changes to patterns?
Asking them how they feel and then why.
Yeah.
And then if it's like a program response. You ever,
prompted that response?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about leaving Sweetwater?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part's really interesting, all those questions.
Yeah.
I think the maze is the Turing test, by the way, the new Turing
test. It's a new Turing test, yes. Yeah. So that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gradually, throughout these loops, you're introduced to it explains her environment. It explains guests coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And how she interacts with these guests on the loop. And then it's a great bait and switch in the first episode because you're following what you think is a guest
mm-hmm.
up until the very end when this character, Teddy, shoots a dude and the dude doesn't die. And then the dude shoots Teddy and he dies. So you find out midway through the episode, which I remembered being the end of the episode, but sure. It was actually the middle.
Okay.
Because there's so much happening in the first episode. Teddy dies, the dude you've been following for this first half of the episode, and you realize that he is another host
mm-hmm.
based on the rules that they set. That's another great thing that I like about the series is I love rules.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, I like rules too.
It's really good, Josh.
And then there's an external part of it too.
You find out that it's a theme park, and then you find out you go into
the Disney backstage.
Yeah, you go like back in development.
Yeah.
Oh, but it still doesn't leave the theme park at all. Like it doesn't go into what's going on in the rest of the world.
No, it never leaves the theme park.
Oh, you know that it's like a modern world.
Yeah. You don't even get to the parking lot.
Yeah.
You get to the ticket booth.
In the subterranean levels or in the ticket booth, yeah.
Yeah.
Behind the cast doors.
And where is this, do you know? Mm-hmm. In the world?
They take a big train and then they get there.
I mean, I do think that the area that they're in, I think it is actually in a place with naturally occurring, like, Western
Midwest
features. Like, I don't think they're actually in, like, a
it's
Midwest
not,
type place
You
somewhere.
Don't think that it's completely prefabricated?
I do not think it's a completely prefabricated
You think they're just somewhere in Arizona?
World.
Potentially.
Yeah, it could be in Arizona. It's not in New York, is what I'm saying.
I think that's probably correct.
Yeah, and it would make sense, too, like because if you need this much space and you need something this large, you need something that's sort of like in the Midwest where there's not a lot of population density that you could keep people away from it.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No.
What are your theories, Josh? Listening
I
to
think
us.
Everyone is an angel.
Oh, shit. That's not bad. Yeah. Supernatural crossover.
Hmm. Yeah.
Also, J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, it's Bad Robot.
Titular movie.
I like that. I like
the train makes me think they're farther in the future than we think.
That bullet
the,
train?
The
they come in
what at? He's talking about is the transition.
The transition
from leaving the ticket
room.
Booth to entering the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The transition is...
Very far, you're saying, in the future?
I mean, farther
in
than 10, 20 years.
I agree. I think it's probably at least 100 because they talk about all disease being eradicated.
Yeah.
So
I think it... I wish... This is like the dumbest stuff. I wish that the environment that they like worked in wasn't so like just television sterile. Like I understand that they're just trying to create what looks like a cool set.
Sure.
But it's like I lose suspension of disbelief where I'm like, that's not what this like the behind the scenes of this place would actually look like. It wouldn't just be like these giant glass boxes where like there's only ever like two people working in the building at a time. Like, in fact, when those guys were working on, is their name Maud or whatever?
Mauve.
Mauve. When they were working on her and like no one else saw them or heard that or like, and there was no alert system. Like there's things like that where
pretty,
I'm like,
it was pretty hilarious though.
Where I'm like, I want more to this. I want to see like an entire like big area of people working. Not like they wouldn't be working in this
weird manner. But if you have so
manner.
Much, like they have a state basically to deal with. Real estate is cheap. They could build.
But like you still have to build all of that. It just seems inefficient.
But they have robots to build it, right? Like
there's a bottom line. If I was a shareholder, I'd be asking questions.
No, for
well,
sure.
Well, if you're gonna extrapolate to that extent, then you have to extrapolate to that's expensive in terms of filling a room full of people working on robots and in terms of producing a television show.
<That's>
if
true.
You're gonna go that far, then you're gonna have to go all the way out.
Yeah. But they could have made it look like, I mean, think about like what an office looks like, right?
Yeah.
That's what I expected it would look like, but like in a cool high-tech science-y way, but like, I don't know.
They like glass walls.
I'll tell you what's also great is that intro.
I was about to say,
fucking
intro
stylistic
is great.
As
I really
shit.
Like watching it.
Really great. I'd never fast forward through it.
Yeah.
Like even Game of Thrones, I'm sick of little twirly shit.
It's a little long.
But this is like aesthetically...
Yeah, HBO likes really long intros, though.
But this is like aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, I agree. 100% like...
It's the imagery.
Generated, but really great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But like watching them fabricate a horse is really cool.
But no, but like a ghost writer kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So when you said modern music is playing in the juke, or what, the player piano, aside from Black Hole Sun, what other songs are you talking about?
There's a Cure song. There was a Marilyn Manson song. Neither of which were like singles, so they
were.
There
was
a
God, was it Led Zeppelin?
I can't remember the fourth one.
Hmm.
But it's just like plinkety plinkety playing on the.
Yeah. I wonder. But it's usually during like a dramatic scene of like a shootout or something.
Because you know you're saying this is in the future.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is like really past music to them. It's not modern music.
Like they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
That's actually a good.
Like
they're
not hearing it going, this isn't spaghetti western. Because I feel like that would if you went to a theme park right now and they played that, it would immediately take you out of it.
I'm not necessarily convinced that that's what the guests are actually hearing.
Yeah,
I think that's just
thematic
for the.
I don't know, but
I think it's just
the scroll and everything.
I think it's just the soundtrack.
But that would be lame.
I think for them, that's all oldies.
I think it's long enough ago that the guests aren't listening to it and going, that doesn't sound what I expect to hear in a Western. I don't think it's...
I think you guys both have interesting perspectives.
I think it's real.
I thought of it as not real at first.
I like that you think it's real.
I don't think it's that deep. They show the pianist.
Yeah.
And they
that's true.
I don't know.
When you watch it, you'll... If we hadn't spoiled you that Black Hole Sun was about to like just play in a piano, you'd be like, this is awesome. Because I was like, is this Black Hole Sun?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't start on the hook. Yeah. It starts on like the intro.
It was very, like, you know, Beach Boys. And,
I don't know if I would think that was awesome right away. That might bother me.
It bothered me until I heard more. I was like, is that like the only instance of this?
The anachronism.
I could go on later.
Yeah. Like, you know, Knight's Tale. Is that a Knight's Tale with a...
God, I did
Heath
not
Ledger.
Understand that movie.
Hated that movie for such a long time. I hated that modern mix bullshit in there.
I don't.
Oh, it made
I
me
don't,
so angry.
That shit does not work for me. I don't
no.
get it.
Is that like the new Romeo and Juliet, where that's kind of like a weird modern?
That's
No. Romeo and Juliet. That was cool.
I like that.
God, that was cool.
No, but that's.
I wish it was better.
I never saw Knight's Tale.
It's
so
cheesy.
The reason why it's not the same as the new Romeo and Juliet is because they took Romeo and Juliet and put it in a modern setting. This is actually in a medieval setting and they're playing these old like an arena rock music shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it's really weird.
Doing a dance to fucking David Bowie song like they all know it. It's no.
Weird. I feel weird about it.
No. Don't do that.
Repeat. But yeah, so what he was saying in one of the scenes, a NPC is getting cleaned up after she was murdered or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wakes up on the operation table kind of and like wigs out and
they didn't properly shut her down.
They didn't properly shut her down.
Or did they?
Or me?
Yeah.
Who knows?
You don't know. It's sleep mode.
Yeah. People keep the
weird shit
keeps fucking
happening.
Up sleep mode. Yeah. Happening pretty
also,
frequently here.
That guy that slammed the rock on his head that is that's
we still got we're waiting for that to go somewhere.
Yeah. Random NPC smashed his own head in.
But that was such a great scene where the dudes are caught in the loop at the campsite.
Oh, because
they can't leave it
because no one else has programmed to chop wood.
Yeah,
to even touch the axe.
It's
so,
so
they all
good.
Have excuses
it's
of like
so fucking hilarious.
I just broke my back 2 hours doing that. I'm not touching that.
They've
axe.
Been there for weeks.
Yeah,
They could not.
Yeah, there's like they were supposed to roll into town 3 days ago.
That is cool because then that's when you think about scripting and video games or just and programming
no, there's
in general.
So many like it. I can't talk about it enough how much I like.
But games
it.
Are getting like that. Like GTA 5 is like you can see if you just watch NPCs will like have interactions and do things and like
yeah.
Well, that was the cool thing about the first episode is this loop with Teddy went for half an episode and there were no player interactions.
Yeah.
So this shit is happening without even players being involved.
There were some players on the train.
But there's no effect to the actual story that these NPCs are having these moments together and it's just happening by itself.
It definitely puts a lot of suffering in perspective because then you realize Dolores and Teddy don't have great days for the most part. Their lives. And
Teddy gets shit on every day.
Yeah. And Dolores always gets her family murdered. Right? It's like she's just not going to have a great time. She does get to go painting and get shit if she doesn't get picked up or murdered on the way. But yeah, a lot of them are existing in suffering. And I think
that's why playing video games is going to be weird now.
Yeah. Thinking of that.
You feel sorry for the NPC.
I've always felt this way. This is how I play all games.
This is why the show wasn't
this
really.
This is why it irritates me. Because I role play everything so hard and I always play the good guy. I've never played, like, I always play Paragon. I don't do renegade runs. Like, I always play, like, with morals. I can't just, like, turn it off.
Yeah.
Because I'm still thinking of it. Like, I'm thinking about, like, this fake ass character in their whole world.
So Kiko
I can't turn off
likes this because he plays the other way.
You're a monster.
And now he's being reminded that this could be real. And
on brand.
Like, the whole time I'm watching it going, I would never play this way. These people are horrible. I just want to watch someone play how I would play.
No, it was just like, he's like, come on, black hat with me. Well, yeah, we're black hatting.
Yeah.
I was like, no, let's just go on a treasure hunt with that nice old man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the funniest part. Like, no, don't talk to that guy. It's fucking, low-level quest bullshit.
Yeah. I think that is funny. However, I do wonder how knives work in this universe because I feel like you could
melee combat.
Someone.
Oh yeah, you could definitely stab
robots
someone.
Are programmed not to hurt. Like they
but
people can hurt each other.
No, no, stab for sure, guest. For sure.
Which has to happen.
The QA guy dropping a hint that the only thing separating them from murdering us is a single line of code.
Yeah.
It's a,
I think I'm surprised that they've gone this far into the show. Like four episodes, honestly, without a player hurting another player. Just because, like, that would happen immediately. Because if you're going into that world and you're just like, I don't give a shit, you're gonna stab somebody whether you know it's a robot or not. Yeah. At one point, you're just gonna be like, fuck you. Like, I can't believe they haven't showed that scenario yet because you know it happens. This park might as well have its own jail.
I think we're getting there.
It does have its own jail.
I wonder how many players are in there at a time. You know, like,
yeah,
like
that's the other question.
They make a comment of it, right? Yeah. They say like I think it's one point they say like 1,000 customers or 1,200
really?
Customers or something like that
are in the park.
I need to rewatch the second episode then because that's where all the park stuff was.
It was one of the ones where they're talking about like we've got all these concurrent storylines. You know, we've got these 200 concurrent storylines. We can't do this. We've got such and such customers in the park. I'm pretty sure it was like 1,100 or 1,200 people or something like that. So obviously it's
that's a lot
spread out.
Yeah.
One of the best scenes was when that storyline was coming to the crescendo. The guy was going to make his big speech and then just some jackal shoots him in the back.
That like rich guy who is not.
No, just that
terrible.
Dumb guy. Yeah.
Next loop.
Yeah, next loop. And then similarly, he couldn't finish his speech this time because Mom distracted
him. Uh-huh.
I liked that because I don't like the guy that writes. Them,
yeah,
like the narrative
because
guy. And so,
so
I was like,
hammy.
Oh, yeah. You got spoiled.
Yeah, you got stuffed, nerd.
It's like he's
such an asshole.
Right?
Like, why do they let him be that way?
But that's like
when
another
he,
like. Go ahead.
When he like walks over, when the basically like the character designer is when she's like, okay, I've got this, you know, this character design for you, and he's like, shit, do it again, and just like fucking screams and swears at her, and then smacks the character like the you know robot across the head with a like serving tray. I was just like. He would get fired. Why would you let this man work there?
But like, what if he's like a
genius?
Genius, like they consider him Steve Jobs level. Obviously not in hierarchy, but like
it touches on the classic
programmer.
But there are people like that out there in the work environment. Like,
yeah, so, I hate to see
really
it reinforced in television.
Yeah,
I guess it's
a really great example of that classic, you know, game design issue is that the player fucks up the experience because they don't do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, I stopped playing Halo 2 because I got to a level and I could not find the path to move forward.
Yeah.
I had that moment
and
in
Gears
2. And I
got stuck and I got frustrated. I'm like, how do I get out of this?
Yeah.
And that is a classic example of there's this huge pre-scripted event that the player just fucks up because he does something dumb.
Yeah, the narrative guy must be pissed most of the time because no one ever gets to experience
it. Yeah, and it's like if you're playing like Assassin's Creed, it would be like, oh, you failed this mission because you had to listen to this guy speak.
Yeah.
But there's like, there's no fail state.
But it's not, but from the player's perspective, like you broke it and then you were penalized, basically. But from a player's perspective, they didn't break it. Like, they did an awesome thing, and then they get rewarded and medals and, like,
if it wasn't...
They just didn't get to see this other content.
The big payoff that this game designer had been working on for months.
Right.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, to that guy in the park, that was his big payoff.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Like, he died. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he got
stuff.
The experience.
I got to kill the bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures with the dead guy.
One of my favorite parts that made me think about the depth of the storylines is the last episode, that Hector's group of bandits comes into town and they do another firefight and shoot up the town, which I think is probably a scripted ending or of the close to the last days. But they come in early because that guy gets freed.
Mm-hmm.
So that massacre happens and there are two guests playing along and then they're told to get like a team of sheriffs to swoop in or whatever. And
put them in jail for a night and then give them breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Put them in jail for a night, give them breakfast, and there's a key hidden in the breakfast that like starts another mission. And that's so cool that
had to cut it short because there was a family who cut their other scenario short and they were coming back into town and they didn't want the kids to see the town all shut up.
Yeah.
it's such a good show.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. But I do wonder how that whole like, rated T for teen works out if you bring like your 8-year-old into the park.
I want to know what the average cycle is. I really do want to know because it seems like you'd just be watching everybody in Sweetwater getting murdered every time by the people that come in and just like fucking guns blazing and just go.
I mean,
it's great.
Dolores' loops
online.
They
have examples of that where
it's just
they just come
in
and start shooting everybody. Yeah, and it's like, well, fuck.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to know like how. I want to know how frequently you know that cleanup crew is coming in.
Yeah, I don't think we know that yet.
Like, what is the extent of a guess?
Yeah.
Average stay.
Yeah. That'll help.
And what do they do to prevent you from experiencing that element of it? Because I'm assuming that, you know, you're just staying in an inn in Sweetwater or wherever, but in Sweetwater, you know, what's to prevent you from like leaving your room at 2 a.m.
like
or whatever and seeing them over there, like you know, and hello. I think that kind of part.
Well, so I learned that the graves open, like if an NPC dies, they put them in a grave and that grave spits them out and then they start the cleanup crew early on that. I think that was documented in something that I looked up. So it's like that's a way that they start the cleanup process and they could potentially put out a new model back then. Or there could be multiple copies of that model.
I don't know that there are multiple like, there doesn't seem to be...
They know each other.
Each robot is unique.
Yeah.
But they can reprogram. Like, at one point...
they change characters.
Like, they're like, oh, swap over. Mob was having issues. Yeah. Swap over the other lady as the owner of the brothel now.
Yeah.
She's done it before, the madam. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they take different roles. Like, they can swap in and out.
And then they remember those old roles, too.
I don't think that... So there's only, like, been one scene where there's been a huge... shut everything down and clean up.
Yeah.
And I think that happens.
The milk scene?
Well, they've...
Yes.
They've cleaned up the bar a couple times.
Yeah.
But I think that those happen between visits.
Yeah.
Like, because I think that those big, big scenes where the whole town gets effed are like the end game.
Yeah.
That happens and everyone leaves the park.
Sure.
Mm.
Then they clean everything up.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they talk about it.
Because there's shootouts all the time.
They talk about it as like a special event. Like, oh, let's have such and such come a week early, you know, so we can speed this along.
But there's shootouts that happen, like smaller shootouts, and they actually, you know, bury them. And there's like, it's a part of the experience. There's not like dudes in hazmat suits coming in.
Yeah.
and taking up corpses. I think it's just, I think they have funerals and they have.
Well, they have executions, except that one guy can't seem to have it happen to him, which is pretty awesome. One of my favorite things.
I can talk about the show all goddamn day.
Yeah, we should probably wrap it up soon. But one of my favorite things is the subconsciously, some of the hosts are remembering that they've been wronged by people and are murdering those other hosts.
That was what the milk dude was
doing.
Yeah,
milk guy was just
taking
targeting people who killed him in past lives.
But they all had contact with Dolores.
Yeah. And I think I think that phrase that she says is potentially a triggering phrase. There's like a ARG.
Yeah.
There's a big ARG that's happening online, and you get to talk to the computer that's running the system or whatever, and certain phrases will make it
like a legit
out.
ARG, or is this like fan?
No, like legit ARG that's happening. There's like a command line you can talk to that is like the park. But if you mention the word Albert, it kind of starts like glitching.
Arnold.
Yeah. If you mention Arnold at all, it kind of like starts fucking up. So I'm interested to see what that leads to.
Have any of you done the demo, the VR demo at a show?
Oh, there's a Westworld VR demo. I haven't done anything like
that.
It was pretty sweet. I did it at New York Comic Con, and it was like they had, you know, like booth staff, right? But they were all like dressed in white and acting like robots. Like they were like,
they're acting like that one.
Looking at you weird and sort of like, how was your day? You know, like.
That's pretty cool.
And then they sort of you get a little card and you go off site to this demo space. And again, there are people there that sort of acting like that. Like you're going to experience a sampling of the park. And it's all like it's all real. They're all pretending like it's
all
real.
In world.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. And then you sort of basically the demo is sort of out of world. Like you're from the point of view of a host effectively. But before the park opens or they're sort of testing the park. But anyway, it's cool. If anyone gets an experience to try or has a chance to try it.
That's pretty cool.
I
like the whole in character as
I also like running the park. Catching all the different hosts in different roles.
Yeah.
When they were having a discussion about where the park or where the hosts were and as they gradually, you know, they're low tech to high tech.
Yeah.
And they had all the scenes where
the old animatronic guy.
And like there was in one of those scenes, a blonde girl walks past and smiles, and like that's the host that greeted the dude at the park essentially the ticket booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and just
Elon
seeing
Musk's
all the different
ex-wife. I learned that fun fact.
What, really?
Yeah, that woman
that
presents
actress?
The hats.
Yeah, that's Elon Musk.
Yep.
What a weird
that's
nugget.
All right, thanks, Dave. Yep. Anyways, just seeing all that.
Sell ya.
That doesn't sell ya.
Seeing the different hosts at various stages. Yeah.
Well, and then the main character, Josh, Dolores, she is like the oldest host in the park, apparently.
Yeah.
Like she's been there the whole time.
Currently in service.
Yeah.
Not the oldest host.
Yeah, because there are those old rickety ones.
Those old rickety ones that are in the storage.
But no, they said that she's been updated so frequently that you would think that she's brand new, but she's not. I think that she is like 30 years old.
Oh, you think like her shell is
Yeah, they just keep improving.
I can see that.
But because they made a comment about it. But yeah, she's not like brand new.
Yeah.
They said she just looks new because she's so well maintained.
Hmm. So it's a pretty good show. Gavin's in a reluctant phase of watching, but
yeah,
I think the video game part of this discussion has really kind of reinvigorated it for me because I didn't consider it straight up like.
No,
okay,
after the first episode, I'm like, this is a fucking video game show. Holy shit!
I
love this.
Feel that way, but I hadn't considered it so one to one like
it was. It was. There were subtle hooks in the beginning. There was like an underlying theme of that, but in episode 4, when they tongue in cheek the loot upgrade. I'm like, holy shit, you fuckers.
The mystery of consciousness is what is hooking me for the show, personally.
I'm waiting robots to get out and turn on the
terrible
people that made them.
I'm taking that hook and shoehorning it into this expression of video games, and that's maintaining my love of the show.
Definitely. Hope it doesn't jump the shark, season 1.
I'm waiting for season 6 when we're having the debate about whether or not they should be granted rights under the Constitution.
For sure.
And people are like, I just want to go back to when I could murder them senselessly with no consequence.
All right. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.